St. Red, My Aim is True by Jordan D. White. Episode 11, I'm Not Angry.
Oh my God, Allison! Red ran to her, throwing his arms around her and holding her head close to his chest.
Oh, Red, it's been so hard.
She cried into his shoulder. He could feel the tears dampening his shirt. It's okay. I'm so sorry. You must hate me. I'm so sorry.
No, of course not. You thought I was Kimmy. It's been such a long week.
Was it back at rechristening? Red guided Allison over to the bed to sit down. She wiped her face with her hands.
Yes. Oh, Red, all those things Patrick told you, they're true. DINR really was after us.
I know.
I took the walkie-talkie and went back to for Argento, like you asked. But before I could call for help, all the guards started calling in, tracking you down, trying to get you. Argento knew about it, I could tell. I took Scott's mask and that cryo thingy and ran off. Simon and Patrick found me before they found the real Kimmy. I thought I could just, I don't know, slip away after we escape sometime, but then they got you. I had to stay with them to make sure you were okay.
I thought I'd never see you again. I mean, the real you. Wait, does that mean Kimmy?
That's her back at my house with my parents. I don't care. I love my parents, but I'm not going to go back to being that. Better her than me.
I'm just so happy you're alive. Red embraced her again. She began to cry again. We're going to be okay. Once this is all over, we'll go off on our own and we'll be okay all by ourselves. Shh, it's okay.
I had to sleep with Joshua, Red. I had to do these terrible things.
It's okay.
No, Red, it's sick. Father Patrick, he's been warping them for so long.
I'm so sorry. I must not have made things any easier. I was so cold to you. Oh, God, I slapped you.
No, you were slapping Kimmy. I know that. But it was hard, Red. I'm glad you finally know. I'm glad someone finally... Oh!
What?
Argento, when we saw him, he said he knew. He knows who I am.
But that doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't he tell them?
I don't know. He was definitely in on them trying to capture us, though.
Red looked at Allison for a moment. She sniffled and wiped her eyes again. Red considered all he had learned. Allison, there's something you need to know. I learned some things. About us. They've been lying to us for some time. I thought I had been just recruited, but I've been working for them for years. And so have you.
What?
The dreams you have. You were one of their prophets. That's how we actually met. Before they reprogrammed us 2 weeks ago, we were engaged. We were dating for a few years.
Oh, jeez. Well, that explains a few of the, improper dreams I've had about you.
What? You're terrible!
I didn't do it. You can't control what's in your head.
Well, they didn't want it to be in your head at all, but prophets apparently can get visions from their previous memories.
In that case, I'm not the only one who should be blushing. So wait, you mean we didn't know each other when we were young?
Red proceeded to tell Allison what he had learned from Hayden about the events and non-events of the last few years. Not only about the relationship that Allison and he had shared, but about the unknown life that had been stolen from him without his knowledge or consent. I would have liked to get more information, to be honest with you, but that's when he used his watch to signal for guards to take me away.
A signal watch? Like in Superman?
I guess.
Wow. That's... Wow. Do you believe him?
Well... Yeah, I mean, he was only telling me because he didn't think I'd remember for very long.
So then why tell you at all?
I don't know. You don't believe it?
I do. I mean, it all makes sense. All except him telling you about it.
I don't know. He must have had his reasons. Maybe he was just buying time so the guards could gather outside. Who knows?
I guess I'm the lucky one. They think I'm back to my morbid self now. They'll leave me alone.
Maybe without the visions, Kimmy will be able to cheer up.
I don't even know what I was so depressed about in the first place.
Apparently I was that important to you that without me in your life, it was a terrible place. I can't believe we were engaged.
Why not? I've always had feelings for you, Red. Or No, I didn't. Wait. I guess I did, since we were really engaged, but I meant even in the fake world I had feelings for you. If that means anything?
It's the life we remember, so of course it does. I remember always having a crush on you, even before I knew what it was. You really felt the same way?
Of course. How else do you think I could stay best friends with someone who kept everyone else away?
I guess our minds or whatever just made our past this way because we were already in love? I mean, or something. I guess he said we had a connection and all, so you never know, really, but yeah.
Doesn't sound so far-fetched to me.
I guess not many people would go through what you did for anything but love. I owe you. I was going to say one, but more like 1,000,007.
You've done a bit for me, you know. You brought me back from the dead. I know very few girls who can say that about their boyfriends.
Boyfriends?
Don't act so shocked. We just confessed our ongoing feelings for each other, even if they were from an imaginary life. And anyway, you're the only guy who remembers me. The me I am, anyway. Like you said, the two of us are going to get through this together. The thought of being back with you again was all that got me through this week. So yes, boyfriend. Unless you have some sort of problem with that idea?
No, not at all.
Good. Now just keep holding on to me before I have to go back to being her.
That I can do. Red leaned back against his pillows. Allison rested her head on his chest and closed her eyes.
It feels nice being myself again.
Red stroked her hair as she rested. In a moment, her breathing slowed and evened and became a little more audible. He watched her sleep. He imagined it was one of the first times she'd slept easily since they'd escaped the INR. He couldn't imagine all she had to go through just to save him. He chastised himself for not realizing it was her before she revealed herself. He put his face near her head and inhaled. It was the same Allison smell he'd known his whole life. A knock came at the door, startling Red and waking Allison.
Red?
One moment. Allison sat up and grabbed the mask, just as Father Patrick opened the door to enter.
We're all friends here, Red. You don't have anything I've never...
He smiled from ear to ear. Allison, now appearing once again as Kimmy, was on all fours between Red's legs, caught in the process of getting up off the bed.
I've been waiting for this to happen. Mr. Holier-than-thou Saint finally gives in to his baser urges. Oh, maybe now she'll not be so mopey in bed. Kimmy?
No. Kimmy is mine. From now on, no one touches her but me.
Your Holiness, that's not fair. She is my angel, after all.
And I'm a saint. Are you going to argue with me?
Of course not, Your Holiness.
I guess you know your place, then, Father P.
Father Patrick shot her a look.
The food is here.
They went out and joined the others, already sorting through the bags of food at the table. Once they were seated, Father Patrick cleared his throat. Everyone quieted down.
Thank you. Barring any more surprise disappearances, we shall have a few days of downtime ahead of us, my friends. As long as no one draws undue attention to themselves, you all have free time to do with it as you please. Oh, Red, I'll have the boys pick up some clothes for you after we eat.
Don't worry about it. Kimmy and I will go pick up a few things. We can get her some new clothes, too. Now that she's mine, I can't have her dressing in things another man chose for her.
Well,
I figure we can hit the downtown. She can show me around the nice stores and such.
What? How would Kimmy know them any better than you would?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
We can explore them together.
Maybe tomorrow we can see a movie, or go ice skating, or go to the cafe.
Oh, how cute. Maybe we could double date.
He pinched Joshua on the cheek. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll go to a show.
You'll never get good tickets this fast.
We'll do our best. We'll have some fun.
Sounds good to me. Now who wants to say grace?
2 days later, Red was skating around Rockefeller Center as Prometheus looked down at him and his new girlfriend slash former fiancé. Actually, the gold statue was not the only one gawking. Kimmy really did look incredibly young, far too young for Red. If he had been thinking about it, he might not have been kissing her in public. He was distracted, however, by the fact that he was having the best time he'd ever had in his life. Or at least the life he remembered.
Gah!
Cried Allison as she fell on her butt on the ice. Red skated up to her side and put out his hand. She grabbed him and pulled him down as well. Hey! Oh, that's it! Red jumped to his feet and skated off away from her, dodging couples, children, and parents as he went.
Hey, wait!
Red circled around and caught sight of her looking for him. He picked up speed and came up behind her, grabbing her side. She shouted, drawing more odd looks from disapproving parents idling around them. They skated to the edge of the rink, holding hands. Red leaned over and kissed her.
Hey, guys!
Father Patrick came skating up to them, Joshua close behind.
You know, you might not want to be doing that. You're drawing a lot of unwanted attention.
What about you and Joshua?
There's nothing wrong with a man taking his son skating, thank you very much. Isn't that right, my son?
Yes, Father.
I think we're going to get going.
What? We just got here.
We're going to get some coffee.
We'll come along.
I want to keep ice skating.
Well, whatever my little man wants, I guess we'll have to catch up to you. We'll meet you.
Back home. We're just going to wander, you know.
Probably walk over to Times Square.
Is that nearby?
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll see ya.
Bye!
Red and Kimmy headed off the rink and went to return their skates from the rental. Once finished, they headed down West 50th towards 7th Ave.
What did you guys see tonight?
Charles asked Red as him and Kimmy entered the garage a few days later. The Lord of the Rings.
How was it?
Charles, William, and Simon were playing cards around the table. The box full of loose 20s sat next to them. Each of them had a stack in front of them that they seemed to be betting from. Red pointed at the money, questioningly.
Oh, this. It's more fun this way, even if we can't keep it.
The movie was great.
It was amazing. They did a great job of recreating the books.
You a fan of those books?
Name a chapter.
Huh?
Forget it.
Elijah Wood was so great. So was that other guy. What was his name? Sam?
Yeah, Samwise. Sean Astin.
That scene where Frodo is leaving and Sam is so upset.
She cried, Red said, poking at her sides.
I haven't seen Kimmy cry since that time with the Coke bottle. Wow. Oh, those were good times.
Father Patrick entered the room wearing a bathrobe, and he had lipstick smudged around his lips.
Just passing through. We needed some chocolate and a bottle of water.
He walked to the refrigerator and took out an Aquafina and a Hershey's squeeze bottle.
Care to join us, Kimmy? Your favorite.
He shook the chocolate at her. Father...
Yes, yes. Enjoy your games and whatnot. Make sure to get plenty of rest, though. Tomorrow is the big day. New Year's Eve. So get to bed early. Speaking of which, I'm off.
Red watched him leave the room and waited for the door to shut behind him. How can you stand the fact that he is in the other room taking advantage of that kid?
He is the Son of God. Who are we to question? Two for me. Hey, look who's talking anyway.
I'm not a pedophile! Red felt a tap on his shoulder and turned to see Kimmy smiling up at him. Oh, well, I mean, she's 18, right? So, I'm not.
Barely. Dealer takes two.
I don't care who he is. It's a bad thing.
You know what? I think you should shut up. Maybe for the last few days, you and your girlie have been prancing around town having fun and giggling. That doesn't mean we've forgotten what a prissy bastard you are. You think you're better than us just because you've got some stupid blessing? Screw that. The only reason Will and me haven't beat the crap out of you is because Father Pat told us to respect you. You want to sit here and judge people? What about us? You don't know us. You don't know our past. We also don't know what the Father promised us for our help. And you know what? I don't want to. So judge not, or you're going to get your face bit in. I fold.
Charles tossed down his hand. Come on, Kimmy. We can probably catch a late show of a simple mind.
A beautiful mind.
Yeah, that. Red woke to Allison gasping and digging her fingernails into his leg. She looked as frightened as Red had ever seen her, or at least as frightened as he had ever seen Kimmy. What happened, Al? Nightmare?
No, it was worse. More real. I think it was another vision.
What was it about?
Everyone dying.
The end of the world. Right on schedule.
It's horrible. It's a disease. A terribly infectious disease causing horrible bleeding. I don't even know what to call them. It spreads all over the world, starting right here in New York.
Great. This doesn't make any sense. I would have bet anything Father Patrick was going to be involved in this end-of-the-world stuff, but why would he want to kill everyone?
He doesn't.
I know. So what...
Rise and shine, sleepyheads. It isn't every day you get to help usher in a new era of paradise. Wakey, wakey.
We're up. We'll be out in a second.
How are we going to stop it if we don't even know what it is?
I don't know. We'll play it by ear. Oh, sorry. He turned around so she could change out of her pajamas. After she was through, she returned the favor. Soon they were stepping out of the bedroom to be greeted by the smell of eggs and bacon.
Ta-da! Surprise!
The table was decked out with a full breakfast spread. Scrambled eggs, bacon strips, sausage links, ham, tons of hash browns, and a stack of buttered toast.
I made the toast!
Yes, of course you did, my bestest little angel friend.
Father Patrick picked him up and spun him around, depositing him in his chair.
Come on, everyone. Help yourselves.
The others soon joined them around the table, each one hearing about Joshua's incredible feats of toasting. They passed the food around counterclockwise, serving themselves. After they had doled out the food, Father Patrick took the hands of Joshua and Simon. Everyone else followed suit.
Dear God, I just want to thank you for bringing this little group here together. I know that we don't always get along, but Well, I feel really close to these folks. They're my family, and they're the family I've never had, and I just want you to watch out for us on this very, very special day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you all. I just want to let you know, none of this would be possible without all of you. By the end of the day, our paradise will be assured, and we will unleash God's wrath upon the non-believers. A plague to some, a cleansing for others, we shall guide the way back to Eden. All right, dig in.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you say plague? We're going to kill people?
Red, don't you remember when I had you captive at my church? We're going to start a holy war that will reveal once and for all that our way is the way to the light. Instead of starting it with you, now we'll start it with a plague, Old Testament style. Actually, the meeting with Argento was supposed to be my big let my people go scene, but you sort of put the kibosh on that now, didn't you?
Okay, so we're going to do another rain of frogs and stuff, right?
No, no, no. I am through messing around. We're skipping right to the serious one.
The serious one?
Yep. We're going to kill all the firstborn of non-believers.
Oh, Joshua, you spoiled it.
Father Patrick ruffled his hair.
I couldn't keep it from my little man, now could I?
Suddenly a canister smashed through the dirty opaque window, splatting right into the scrambled eggs. It began spewing gas. A voice came booming from a loudspeaker outside.
Stay where you are. Get down on the ground and none of you will be hurt. We're coming in to take you all into custody.
End of episode.